This is, I believe, the fifth recording. Shit, you are all just gonna hate me by the time you are done listening to these. Okay. I'm going to stay on my stomach for a bit. Because it just, I think it would be much more comfortable right now. So, I'm gonna turn the Hitachi on. Low. Low. It's going on low, not high. Oh, and I'm just gonna... Oh! That's a bit loud, actually. I think it's too loud. Huh? It feels good, though, but I think it's too loud. Wait, okay. Find the perfect spot for it. Oh, that's good. That's really fucking good. Yeah, oh, there we go. Oh. Ooh, that feels good. Okay, these. From El Machismo. I love the name. Have you ever tasted yourself while masturbating? If so, did you? Do you like it? I love how it tastes. I taste like candy. And, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet, just so good. God, I love it. I taste myself all the time. As I speak, I have the taste of myself in my mouth right now. So, yes, all the time. Knowing you're a virgin, but filthy. Do you like the thought of men coming in your mouth or all over your face? I like both. It's a fantasy of mine and something I plan to do, to have a man come all over me or come buried in my throat. I really want to know what that's like. Oh, God. Oh, I'm just grinding myself against the Hitachi. God damn it. Huh. Have you ever filled all three of your holes at once with your toys and or imagined what it would be like to have it happen in real life? Yes, I have, actually. Quite a few times. It's very fun to do. Oh, I enjoy it very much. Very, 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 very fucking much. Oh. I definitely want to know what it's like to have everything filled at once. Three cocks. And then add another to each hand. And, punch around me. Have you ever... Oh my god. Starting to have trouble focusing. Have you ever explored exactly what your limit tolerance is for pain, pleasure? Pleasure-pain combo. And, oh, was it worth it? I have, actually. I don't know if I've gone to my limit, yet. Basically because I am pretty sure my limit would be with somebody else. And, I've come close. I would figure that this is probably going to be the closest I've come so far. Mm. But I don't think I've really reached my limit yet. It'll take somebody else. Join it to me. Oh, okay. Oh, what is the filthiest thing you've ever fantasized about? But no, you would never actually do. I don't really know if I've, ever fantasized about something I wouldn't actually try to do in real life. Fuck a priest. I know that I wouldn't be able to get past the moral dilemma of actually doing it, and that is a fantasy, and I know I would never actually fuck a priest, as much as I want to, and I love play that involves, like, pretending that the person is a priest, but I know I wouldn't actually do it, so, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna have to give the Hitachi a break. Because it is starting to heat up, and I don't want it to burn out. Okay, this one, was going to be the leather belt, but instead, per the request, oh god, I'm at the point where my body is, like, sending ripples of pleasure, even when I'm not playing, I'm going to use something besides the leather belt. I am going to use the riding crop, because I love it, and I'm going to bite down on the belt, so... I've never done this before. This will be fun.
Okay. Huh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
Since I'm giving the Hitachi break, I'm going to use a different toy for a while. I should be wet enough for this. Oh god, yeah. Oh god. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, that feels good. Oh, this is a very large, oh, very good dildo. Okay. Oh, these next round of questions are from Satherton. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so good. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Favorite cereal. My favorite cereal is, Fruity Cheerios. Oh, they taste so good. It's either that or Frosted Mini Wheats. Or just regular Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios. I like Cheerios. Apparently, I like Cheerios a lot. Oh my god, they feel so good. Oh god. Okay. I'm just gonna sit here with this inside of me. Oh, enjoying how it feels to be completely filled. Oh, God, stretching my pussy. God, that's good. Okay, why spanking? Because I love it. Oh, spanking gives me the most pleasure that I've ever had. Oh, it calms me down, it turns me on. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Oh, God, yeah. So, yes, that's why. Oh, okay. Take your favorite five doctors from the show. Oh, Doctor Who, really? Oh, God. You are now on a 5-versus-1 gangbang. Pick 5 orifices on your body. Who's in what? Okay. Oh, God. Okay, the first doctor that I ever watched was Tom Baker's doctor. I don't remember which doctor that is. God, that makes me a horrible, horrible Doctor Who fan. So young Tom Baker as the doctor with a scarf, and he would, I don't know, he's just fucking awesome. He could wrap that scarf around my neck if he'd like. Okay, so I would have him in my left hand, jerking him off. I would have... I would have the new doctor. The 12th doctor. 12th doctor? Is it 12th? We are into the 12th doctor, right? Yeah, we're in 12th. Is it? The 11th was Matt Smith. Oh, God, I'm bad at that. Yeah, 12. I think it's the 12th doctor. The new one. The one who hasn't started yet. I haven't seen him really much as the doctor, but I like so far what I've seen, and he's a good actor, and he's sexy, and I know that it seems odd, but yes, he would be in my right hand. I would be jerking him off. I would have the 9th doctor. Oh, I don't remember who played him because I can't remember his name. Oh, somebody can put it in the comments. God, this dildo feels so good. Ah, yeah. Fuck. He would be in my mouth. I love the leather coat, and I love his accent. So he would be in my mouth. I'd be sucking him off. Oh, God, yes. Then I would have, the 10th doctor in my ass, David Tennant, behind me, nibbling and biting my neck. He fucks me hard in my ass. And I would be straddling and fucking the 11th, or the, oh fuck yes, the 11th doctor, Matt Smith, with my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how I would do it. No judging. Don't judge me. Oh, okay. Oh. When you think of a man coming, where do you imagine him coming with you? Do you mean in me? Like, on me? Everywhere. On my face, on my tits, in my mouth, in my ass, in my pussy. Just fucking everywhere. I tend to imagine most coming inside of me, in my pussy. I'm big on that. That in my mouth, most. Okay. This is a really... If you had to have sex with a close family member, relative, who would it be? I don't want to fuck any of my family members. If I had to choose, it would probably be my one cousin who I am not blood related to at all. If I had to choose, but I'm not going to fuck a family member. Okay, alright. Oh. Okay. Oh, this is the way. Oh, wooden spoon. Ah. Okay, I think that my ass needs a bit of a break. My tits could use some more of these. So, I'm gonna go ahead. Oh, that's so many for my tits. That's 50. Oh, God. Fuck it. 50 on my breasts. Oh, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, God! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, that 6 didn't count. 6. 7. 8, 9, 10. Oh, other side. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. 31. Oh, that was right on the nipple. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Oh, on my nipple. God, that was good. Oh, shit. Start like smacking my thighs here very soon. Oh, okay. All right, these next ones are from Auditory Orgasm. I love the name. Oh, God, okay. Would you prefer a female female male threesome or a male male female threesome? Oh, God. Huh. I just sat back on the dildo and God, that feels. Oh, I'm just clenching around it. I'm just, you know what, I'm just gonna sit here and clench around it while I answer these questions. Oh, that feels good. I would like both, but I actually think I fantasize about a female, female, male threesome more because, oh my God, I love women. Women are amazing. They have great tits and ass, and I just, oh God, I love the idea of being with a man and a woman at the same time. That said, I would not, rule out either. Okay, what's the nicest feature on a woman and or man? On a woman, well, on both, actually, the smile. The smile gets me every single time. If you have a genuine smile, that's it. So I think that's the nicest feature. Yeah. That said, women have great tits, and men have great hands and forearms. And, yeah. Fuck. Okay. What phrase or expression gets you instantly turned on when you hear it? Oh, fuck. It's good. Oh. There are so many. But I think I it's probably just things that I can be called little one. I like hearing you make me hard and or wet. Oh God, certain there's a certain somebody who when he calls me babe, I immediately get turned on. Among other things that he can say to me, really just hi in that instance. There are certain people who can just say hi to me and I'm turned on. Get on your goddamn knees. That one works. Yeah, there's a lot. I get turned on with a lot of stuff, so. Being 100% honest, what's the perfect cock in your opinion? Describe things like length, girth, shape, color, type of circumcision, veins, head shape, etc. I really don't have a preference. Oh, of cock. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I leaned back and that just... Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. Just fuck myself for a couple seconds. Oh, yeah, that felt good. Oh, hang on. I think I'll lean back and just... Oh. Oh. Oh, huh. Oh. Oh. God. Oh. Ha. Huh. Fuck me. Okay. Oh, where was I? Sorry, I got really distracted. Very, 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 very insanely wet. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where was I? Oh, perfect cock. The perfect cock is basically just any cock. Okay. If I have to be 100% honest, oh God, I don't think I have a favorite. Okay. Well, no. I don't like, I don't like monster cocks. I am a average or below type girl. I am a virgin. I still have a very tight pussy, and you get too big too long, and it's just oh God, that's gonna cause me some pain. So if I had to do inches, maybe 5-6 inches tops, maybe. I don't mind thickness, like, the thicker, not the thicker, the better. My toy is, like, 6 inches in diameter, and that's really big, the one that I currently have buried inside of me. And that's big. That's the only reason I'm using it now is I'm that wet that I could just slip it in. And even then, it still took a bit of, work to get it in. Huh. Fuck me. You know, any bigger than that around would be too much, and I'd prefer a little less, because, I have to be just insanely wet. Like, you would have to, if you have a cock this size, you have to make me come quite a few times before you would fuck me, so I'd rather have something slightly smaller than that. I don't have a preference for shape. If you have a crook to, like, a curve to it, yay. If you're straight, that doesn't matter. I mean, ideally, if your cock curved a bit up to hit my G-spot even better, that would be awesome. but still, you can achieve that based on how you're, fucking. Color,
I don't really have a preference. There's no particular color that I like more than others. I don't have a favorite color. Cock color. A type of circumcision. I'm into both. I really like uncut. I really like uncut. I like the idea that it's like a little bit of a surprise that you can, you kind of pull down on it and it's just like a present that you're unwrapping. I love that. But then, you know, uncut cocks have that, because there's no skin around it, you can actually see like the little, what do they call it? The mushroom head, which I just always want to wrap my lips around and suck. I do. I like a full head. They always make me want to suck them. so circumcised or uncircumcised, I like the big head. veins, I like veins. I've seen some wonderful cocks that have big, thick veins that kind of like run down the side that just look like they would hit, oh, so many good spots. So yes, I would like that. I would like that a lot. I think that would be fun. Yeah, so definitely veins. But beyond that, like, I'm not very picky. If it's a cock and I like what it looks like, then I want to play with it. So yes. let's see. What's the best thing someone can do to surprise a loved one on a birthday? Tell them they love you. Just say, I love you, and happy birthday. That's really it. Really, just say happy birthday. You don't even have to be like, I love you. Just a happy birthday is enough. In my opinion, I'm not one for gifts. I'm really not a gift person. I don't accept gifts very well. I always feel like you could spend your money on something more worthwhile than a gift for me. So I'm bad with gifts. I think when I do have somebody in my life, the best gift that they could give me is like a really good hard birthday spanking. So that would be good for me. But really, just say happy birthday. There's nothing better than that. So, yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take the toy out. Ooh, fuck me, that's wet. Oh, yeah. Shit. Very, 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 very. Oh, very wet. Okay. Oh, set that aside for now. All right. Now, this is the riding crop. Yay. I am going to mix this up a bit because there are 5 questions. So, again, 50 smacks. I'm going to do 10 on one ass cheek, 10 on another, 10 on one breast, 10 on another, on the other. And then I'm going to do a special one that I'm not going to tell you about until I do it. So, here we go. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ooh. Oh, other side. Okay. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9. Whoop, miss. 10. Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck me. That was on the nipple. God, that felt good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoop, that wasn't hard enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
a D10 on my pussy.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. Oh! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Oh my god. Okay. 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 Ooh, that was good. Oh, okay. 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 Pull my hair back up. Okay. I'm going to stop this one here and go into another one.